It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Did I ever tell my my New York story?
I don't know.
My New York shit story?
Is it, how old is it?
It's fairly new.
Fairly new than now.
Okay.
What's fairly new as in when?
Like a year ago.
Oh,
like
what?
You haven't. All right. And I want to hear it.
Okay.
Cliff note.
All right. Everybody turn their mics off.
A year ago. A couple weeks ago.
Everybody click your mics off. We got to hear this.
Well, basically, because of my condition, when I'm.
Which one?
Ulcerative
like
colitis.
Blame your condition for everything.
Well, that's what it is. Oh, I could go up to 12 times a day.
Yeah, Derek's bald because of his condition.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it is.
It makes me bald and fat.
Now, understand that before Derek developed this condition, he shat once every 2 days.
Yeah.
Before he knew his condition, he farted in my face and gave me a bloody nose.
I don't want to hear it.
That's a true story.
I've seen you grab your kid's head, put it on your ass, and fart in her ear.
And then her feet go
Matt,
flying
why
out
that?
While he's
I'm calling the police. So anyway, during a spell where I was feeling pretty good, I decided to go to a concert in New York with the fiancé. Mm-hmm. We went there. I loaded up on Imodium and Pepto and didn't eat anything.
Imodium,
before
you could go eat the powerful stuff. To keep handy.
So there was nothing in me except for like binding anti-diarrheal supplements. So there's just no way anything was going to happen.
What kind of supplements are you on?
Pepto Bismol. Imodium.
I take 32 milligrams of Imodium twice daily.
So we go through the concert. Everything's fine. She wants to go to Little Italy to get cannolis or whatever.
Cannolis!
And I'm feeling pretty good, and I see, like, it's late, but there's a little restaurant, and they have, like, little tables outside.
Uh-huh.
Nice night. I said, let's stop and eat. Are you sure? Yeah, sure. I'll be all right.
I can do it.
Terrible idea.
So
you were the one saying I'm sure?
Yeah. Okay. I say I'm sure. I'll do it. It's fine. And I get the – it's a Tuesday, and I get the lobster ravioli with – cream sauce.
Mm-hmm. So wait.
Oh, yeah. So you went
you ordered fish.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. On a Tuesday. Wait, you got fish.
Is that
in
a
Little
sin?
Italy.
Is that a sin?
Cheese.
It's old.
You never eat fish on a Tuesday.
No. Because
was really? That a gimmick?
Which is why it was the special.
Is that, no, hang on a second. Is that a legit gimmick? You're not supposed to eat fish on a Tuesday?
Well, because it's probably old, because they probably got it in Sunday.
That's old, too.
How come I never learned any of this
I've
shit?
I've never heard of that.
Well, I didn't know either until I ate it, and then my stomach started going crazy. We drove to New York, so I'm driving back.
Okay.
My phone is dead.
For the train next time.
So I don't have the GPS on my phone. Uh-oh. I don't particularly know how to drive back from Manhattan, and we stop in traffic because they're working on the roads in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Of course. And my stomach just goes absolutely insane.
Mick
I'm
gurgles.
Punching the steering wheel. I'm freaking out. So
I'm
finally,
I'm punching the steering
I'm
wheel.
Just like, I don't want to shit my pants. So
you're
I pull
fucking this up for me.
So I pull off somewhere in Brooklyn, and I just see a dark street. It's just dark. I'm like,
no.
Okay.
Your first thought was to say, hey, I'm going to take a shit.
Don't tell me you butt barfed in the street.
So I pull up, and it's completely dead road. There's nothing there. It's all like buildings with like, you know, the recessed doors in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I go towards the recessed door, and I bring with me the parchment paper from the cannolis.
So you're talking about like the wax paper?
Yes.
Okay.
So pants go down halfway.
Very absorbent.
I lean up against the wall and just basically spray this hallway. I know. There's two lovely ladies just staring at me going, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Two lovely ladies?
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking,
talking about Matt and Jamie?
Matt and Jamie.
Oh, Matt is pretty lovely.
So that was number one.
He's got big tits.
Of that. That was number one, hang on, of that night. Of this story.
Oh, there's part two?
Oh, my God.
So, wait a second. There's
so I wipe I wipe with the cannoli things.
How much blood was there?
It was pretty bad. It was just...
What?
It was liquid...
Wait, what?
Liquid death. Yeah.
What?
So then I get in the car.
He shits
like,
Bloody Marys.
I'm like,
wait, is there legit blood?
Oh, yeah, blood.
That's colitis for you.
Oh, my God.
Pure,
full-on
blood
IBS
barf.
For that any day.
Blood barf. Blood butt barf.
So basically you murdered an infant in that
That's
in
what
that.
They probably...
Basically you shit out of an abortion.
They wouldn't suspect
It probably
anything,
looked
though.
Like somebody got raped in the ass and then shat all over the...
And had their period at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it probably looked like in the morning.
Down, goes, oh, my God.
I feel bad for whoever had to walk into that building in the morning. So then we're driving. Now we need to figure out how to get home, and we need to get home quick.
You just drive west.
Well, I have no idea where I am. I don't know. I don't go to the city. I don't do this. So we stop at a gas station. I get directions, and I say, can I use your bathroom? Because round two is coming. Go in there, no toilet paper. So I have to calmly go and say, you're out of toilet paper. And they say, okay, hang on. And they're shuffling around. They get it.
Are you sweating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, gotta be.
So I go in a toilet like a human. And then I take a bunch of toilet paper and roll it up and put it in my pockets because
like
I know
European.
It's coming. So finally we get to somewhere in Staten Island.
So you leave the bathroom instead of dragging toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe, it's hanging out of your pocket.
Exactly. They're coming out of my pockets. So we get directions. We end up on the Belt Parkway.
Yeah. That's Long Island.
Long Island?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so we end up in the Belt Parkway.
Wow, how'd you get down there?
I don't know. We were completely lost.
There was a butt full of shit. He didn't know where to go. It's just fine somewhere north.
So you managed somehow to go from Manhattan. You were in the city?
Yeah.
You went down to Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, when did you get to Staten Island?
I don't remember.
Area
I don't remember
the
exactly
goddamn
where we
turnpike?
Were.
Hop on that
all right,
thing.
This isn't a fucking Wizard of
I'm
Oz
just
Golden
curious.
Way Home.
I was on some highway.
Okay.
And so I got
so let's get to the
highway to the toilet bowl.
So there were two deuces already.
Whoa.
And I'm driving, and I'm getting a little nervous because I feel gurgling.
The first one was a trace, by the way. That's a trace. That's a number three.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
When there's blood, it's a number three.
Well, they all are, basically. But anyway.
That sounds awful.
So I'm driving. I'm getting a little nervous. And then I see that there's going to be a, what's it called there on the side of the road?
Turd.
A DWI check?
No, a rail. There's a rail coming up.
Oh.
So in other words, a shoulder.
Oh.
And the grassy knoll and the hill is going away soon.
Yes.
So I'm just like, if I have to go, I need to go now. So I pull over to the grass, and it's like a giant hill just going straight up. And I had to get out of the car with my, you know, shame.
What an embarrassment.
Exactly.
This is unbelievable.
Pull my pants down, do like a backwards crab walk because I'm at an angle, and try to...
You did a backwards crab walk?
I had
really?
To, yeah.
You can't do that.
I did it.
You couldn't just walk?
Listening... Hey, buddy, wrong crab.
When you have a shit, you get that extra, like, strength. Like
yeah.
When that guy lifted that helicopter
It's like when a mother, like, you know, the car falls on a mother's son and she can lift up the car.
Yeah, I'm pretty
if
sure
if I have
the
shit, I can do anything.
She lifted up the car and said, oh, I have to shit, hurry up!
I would love to see
if you ask Derek right now to do a crab walk, he ain't doing it. But if he has to shit and get past this, he'll do the crab walk.
That's what I did. I had to pull my shirt up, pull my pants down, and kind of on an angle with my hands and feet managed to shit downhill.
So you were playing Twister.
Pretty much, yes. Or as Lauren calls it, the slip and slide.
I got to say, there was a point in her life where she would not put up with this.
Wait, she barely did.
This was your
she barely does now.
Yeah.
This was your fiance?
Yes.
Is she still your fiance?
Yes.
Does she carry rolls of toilet paper in her pocket?
Hard or gold?
I would say she probably does, and you might not know about it.
Well, on the way home, she was basically like, you know, I really think you should seriously think about wearing diapers. I was like, I'm not going to wear diapers. She's like, well, I'm not going to want you shit on the side of the road for the rest of my life.
And it's not even the brown streaks. It's the bloody gurgly ones.
No, yeah. It's just bloody diarrhea.
I am so glad I never
It's the giant fucking
you.
Hematoma shits that she doesn't want on her seats.
Like those ones where you're walking about and they go, what the fuck is that?
Oh, my God. Is it beating?
So that was the, that was the New York story.
Doesn't make my happy to poop any better.
Diapers.